If you're voting today, hopefully you also want to vote for this Dancing with the Stars Juniors Pro. Come and join us.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on in to The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. I am so excited to have this Dancing with the Stars Juniors Pro, Artean Celestine, because let me tell you, you're one of my favorites this summer.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on by. I know you have a really busy schedule. Your mom and I were like trying to work things out for a couple weeks, and she's like, we'll make it happen this week. And I want to tell you this because I went and saw the show over the summer and was at the tapings. And when I saw you with your partner, Ariana Greenblatt, I said, I hope Disney Channel makes a sitcom for the two of them together. That's how much I loved you together.
Thank you. That'd be amazing. I'd love to do something.
Wouldn't that be amazing? You can act. You're a triple threat, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of ready for it. Ariana has the in on Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to imagine that you have been a bundle of energy since the day you were born. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So you're not the quiet one.
I always love to dance.
Did you start dancing like when you were a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my parents' steps, I was like,
So you knew right away that like dancing was for you.
Yeah.
What age were you when you started?
I was 4 because we watched this show, me and my brother. We watched this show, a hip hop show, and we were like, oh, I want to try that. Mm-hmm. First he did it, but I was like, I want to try this. So then I did it, and then we were in the same class, and we had our first routine together.
I love. What was your first routine all about?
I forgot the song. We were like
hip hop though.
Yeah, it was hip hop.
It was hip hop.
Mm-hmm. And we had like all these like baggy pants and the shirt. And we were like,
did you have your really good like hammer pants?
Yeah,
yeah. Hammer pants were in style when I was in school. We used to wear them all the time. I love them.
Yeah,
they're super comfortable. They really need to make a huge comeback, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So when did you know? Because obviously you're taking classes. You and your brother are like choreographing stuff together. When did you know it was something bigger than just like taking a class after school?
I think once like our dance teacher, at first we were just going to do hip hop, but she was like, let's try other styles. Mm-hmm. We were really nervous. My mom wasn't gonna let us do it, but she's like, okay, you can let them. And then it just kind of started from there. We had our first dance team, and we did, I think, like one of our first dance competitions. It was super fun, and we loved it, so we just wanted to keep doing it. And then one year, a show reached out to us called Little Big Shots, and they wanted us to do the show, so I was like,
this is a big deal.
Excited. Yes.
It's a really big deal. Had they seen some of your videos, like, on YouTube? Because I know a lot of the competition videos are out there.
Yeah, they saw one of my solos on YouTube from a competition, and I performed that on the show.
I love that. So what was the number? Because I've seen it. I believe you did it on Little Big Shots, and then you did it on Ellen DeGeneres' show. Is that correct?
Yeah, because she is, like, a part of that show, and she called me in to go on Ellen. She gave me some tickets to go to the P&Gs.
What are the P&Gs?
It's for gymnastics.
Because
I'm a gymnast and I love
gymnastics. You went to the Olympic trials, didn't you? For the Rio Olympics, the most recent ones, right?
No, not the Olympics. It's the P&Gs where they have to qualify.
The nationals, yes. Okay, so the national champions. So you got to see people like Simone Biles.
Did you see Simone?
Yes. I have to tell you that if anyone knows me and follows my Twitter feed, I love Simone Biles. She was just at the World Championships, won her 4th championship. I was getting up every day last week at 6 a.m. to watch her because the competition was in the Middle East, in Doha.
She's amazing.
She's incredible. Very talented. Mm-hmm. Also, a Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was with Sasha.
He's good with the gymnast. He had Mary Lou Retton this
season.
And
he danced with, they did a trio.
With Nastia Lukin.
Yes.
All the gymnasts. We love it. And he actually, when Derek Huff was the one who had Nastia during season 20, but he got injured. So Sasha filled in. So that's the connection. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, here giving you the Dancing with the Stars scoop. Now you know. Now you know how it all pieces together. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you did your first show, Little Big Shots, right away, were you just like sort of bitten with the TV bug going, I want to do more of this?
Yes. I was super nervous the day of that, but I was super excited. After I went on, I was like, I want to do more. I don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. Then I did Ellen, and then I also auditioned for a show called Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
Yes. Lip Sync Battle Shorties on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
I've seen some tape of you. You are pretty good on Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, what was that like? Because you're working with all other kids mm-hmm. Your age. They're all in the business. They're all dancers and singers and performers. Is it such a wonderful experience to be around kids who are just like you?
It was amazing. We had lots of fun. We would hang out every day after rehearsal and practice. I love dancing with my Big Battle Dance crew, and it was amazing.
Now, a lot of the kids that are in juniors or that are doing some of the other TV shows, you guys all know each other. I mean, you guys have been working together. I'm sure you see each other at auditions, at commercials, and things like that. Who have you known for a long time that wound up on juniors?
A lot of them live, like, in different places. Yeah. Like, some of the girls live in Utah and other places like that.
JT's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I've known JT for a long time, but Sage, I think, I've known for the longest.
Yeah, Sage did Lip Sync Battle Shorties as well. You guys also did Sia's video, correct?
Yeah, Sia's music video. That was super fun, too.
The greatest.
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to talk about when you're super young and you're going into auditions like this. So, I mean, when you're auditioning for something mm-hmm. like Lip Sync Battle Shorties, do you get nervous? Because as an adult, we get nervous. But sometimes I think kids have less fear than we do.
I get a little bit nervous because I don't want to forget the dance. Mm-hmm. And I want to do the best I can. So I get a little bit nervous, but I just push through it and do my best.
Is there anything you tell yourself? Because sometimes I'm just always like focused, stay in the zone. I give like a deep breath to get my nerves in check. Is there anything you do?
I like tell myself to perform, do the best. I also do like this thing where I shake my legs and my arms.
What do you do with
I do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Does it shake out the nerves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to do that because I always, you know, it does. It goes from your stomach and then it goes out to your limbs, doesn't it? Just shake out the nerves.
No, right.
I know. Well, you're working all the time, so I need to take tips from you. I mean, you really haven't. Take a look at this. Now, how old are you now? 11?
Yes, I'm 11.
You're 11, and you've got a resume that some adults would kill to have.
Oh,
yeah, your mom's like, I know. Mom's taking you audition. She's driving you to set.
Yeah.
She knows. She's keeping everything all together. And mm-hmm. your siblings are also performers, too, right?
Yes. My brother is a dancer. He's been on a few shows, too. He was also on Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
Awesome. So you got to do it together?
Yes, we got to do it together. We would switch off sometimes because I was also doing another show.
Oh, wait, what were you doing at the same time as Lip Sync Battle Shorties?
I was doing America's Got Talent.
Oh, with Paige, yes. We'll talk about that in a moment. All right, so your brother, you guys would sometimes switch off. This is a good way to do it. Keep the money in the family. This is smart. And what about your sister?
I have two sisters.
You have two sisters.
My older sister is a gymnast. She's level 10.
Mm.
My younger sister is a singer, and she plays piano.
I love this. What a talented family.
Thank you.
Is your sister going, if she's level 10 gymnastics, is she trying to work towards a college scholarship?
Yeah. She wants to go to Ohio State, I think.
Yep.
So she's trying to get there.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get someone else to pay for your college tuition. Real talent when you have something like gymnastics. I love that. I'd love to go and watch UCLA gymnastics team. They're incredible.
Yeah, they're super good.
Now, when you're working all the time, do you have time to go into dance class and keep on training, or do you have to drop off a little bit and then come in as needed?
Yeah, I have to, like, keep it down for, like, sometimes. But when I'm also doing Dancing with the Stars, I'm training still.
Yep.
So that's the good thing about that. But I do go back to dance class, my old studio. And I take some, like, tap classes, hip-hop classes.
You're really well cross-trained, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a gymnast. Mm-hmm. But I love that you are also someone you're a tap dancer. This is a big deal.
Yeah, I love tap. It's my favorite genre. I didn't start doing tap until I was, like, 7, because, like, when we go to conventions, we have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll just take my first dance class, my tap class. I don't think I'm going to be good at it, but let's just try. And then it became my favorite style.
I love that. And I'm a terrible tap dancer. I really am. And I can't hear rhythms the way I think you need to for tap.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with, like, syncopated rhythms. I can count to 8, and that's great. It works fantastic for ballet. But when I get into a tap class, I'm like, I can't hear that. I know what it should sound like.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening with my feet. So I admire what you're doing. Are you someone who's taken ballet?
I do take ballet. I used to go to an all men's ballet class.
That's amazing.
So we'd have to do like leaps, turns,
Tour en l'air. Those are good to train.
We like do these leaps all around the floor, and we go to the bar, like plies.
Yeah, adagio, all of that.
Yeah,
and that's probably why you're such a good partner too. Let's talk about America's Got Talent, because I think this is where I first learned of you, because this video with you and Paige with Dirty Dancing, this went like crazy viral. Not even just like a little bit viral. I mean, it went everywhere. Yeah, people were sending it to me.
It was crazy because like at first we weren't even going to do it. And then like we just went on stage and it went viral and we were like, we didn't expect that.
Right. But it's such a good dance. And you guys have a really nice chemistry together. How long have you known Paige?
I think like 2 years now.
Okay.
2 or 3 years.
And how did you know that you're like, this is going to be a good partnership?
At my dance studio, she auditioned. I was always the shortest, the youngest, and I actually saw her. I was like, I don't know if I can be with her. I thought she was like 4. She was really short.
She was tiny.
Yeah, she was tiny. And then I was like, we should be partners. But then she like broke her foot.
Oh, no.
So we weren't going to be partners. And then we became partners. And we were so super excited. And we had our first dance competition. We did really good. I think we got like first or second.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, you should be really proud of something like that. And then after you did the dance competition, did America's Got Talent contact you? Or did, you know, your dance teacher, your moms talk together and be like, maybe we should have them do America's Got Talent?
I think they contacted us, and then we were like, let's just do it. It was amazing. We did we made it to the live shows.
Which is incredible. And those are big audiences, too.
But I think Dirty Dancing was definitely my favorite.
That was your favorite one that you did. So talk about this, because have you seen Dirty Dancing? Are you old enough to see Dirty Dancing the movie?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a little, there's a couple of adult
things
like in
there. I've seen some stuff like that's come on TV. And my parents were watching it, but like,
You haven't watched the full movie. I'm like, you need to be a little older, I think. But but you've seen that major dance scene at the end with
when he's like,
Jennifer. Yes, and does the lift.
And she jumps off the stage.
That's a hard lift, too, by the way. If anyone's ever attempting it, make sure there's a lot of gym mats around you.
Yeah, at first we didn't think we were going to be able to do it. Like, our teacher's like, I don't know. So then we went to a tumbling teacher, and then he helped us with it, and then we actually made it.
Yeah, what is the trick to doing it? Because I think it's, like, the weight balance of where the weight is.
I have to put my hands, like, on her hips so I can, like, and then she has to arch, too. So, like, she's balanced.
Yeah, so it helps you balance her on your hands.
Yes.
Do you have to do, like, extra push-ups before? Because you're pretty strong to do this. You can't just, like, have no muscles.
I think from gymnastics it helps.
That's really true. And are you taking tumbling classes regularly? Because you're a great tumbler.
I don't think tumbling. I did take tumbling classes, but now I just do gymnastics. So, let me do floor. Basically,
are you doing the other equipment, like pommel horse? Mm-hmm. You are?
Yes.
Are you doing high bar?
Yes.
I'm so impressed. High bar is amazing to watch. And some of the tricks that the men do, like, on the world stage is unbelievable.
Yeah, it gets scary.
It does get a little scary. Do you have rips on your hands at all?
Not right now.
Not too bad.
Yeah. I get them sometimes, but, like, not as much as I did before because, like, we used to do, like, more high bar and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't get as much now.
What's your favorite event?
Floor,
because you get to perform, of course.
Yeah, I always do the best on floor usually, or like vault too. I like vault.
What kind of vault are you doing right now?
Yurchenkos.
You're doing Yurchenkos
and souks. Yeah,
I am pretty impressed. Are you going to do a Biles? Did you see her new vault?
No.
I'm going to show it to you after the show. Nobody else is doing it right now in the world.
That's awesome.
It's at least on the women's side. Some of the men are doing something similar, but it's amazing. So after you do something like America's Got Talent, does it give you ideas like, I want to act, I want to do more of this? I mean, are you going on auditions regularly? How is this working for you?
Yeah, I'm going on auditions too. I've seen like some of the actors have gone from America's Got Talent, and then now they're on a TV show, Raven's Home.
Ah, you could do this. You could be on Disney. Should be right now writing you a contract.
Thank you.
Mom's like, okay. Uh-oh. She's like, but she's also realizing she's got a lot of kids to get to lessons and auditions. Your mom's busy, isn't she?
Yes.
How are you doing school? Are you in school? Are you doing homeschool? Because everyone's a little bit different, I've noticed.
I'm homeschooled. Yep. So, like, I sometimes have to do school in the car on the way up to L.A. Mm-hmm. And when I get home from auditions and it's nighttime, like 8 o'clock, I have to do school then, too, because I didn't get to do it in the morning. But yep. I'm homeschooled, so I get to, like, work it around.
Are you enjoying it? I think a lot of people enjoy homeschool.
I love it.
Oh, you do love it. Are you learning?
Yes.
Okay. This is
actually, I feel like I'm learning more.
You do feel like you're learning more. I think sometimes you do because if you're in a classroom, some of the classroom sizes are very big, and if you have 40 kids versus
you can't focus on one,
right? And you're getting some good individual attention. Yes. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
All right. That wasn't me. Math is. I think math is hard. I still think math, but it's super important because you know what? You need to balance your checkbook and all your money when you're an adult. So this is a big thing.
Yes,
it's a really big thing. So I want to ask, ballroom. Had you done a lot of ballroom before juniors had come up?
I did not do a lot of ballroom. I'd love to do it like when I was just playing around sometimes, and I was talking to my dance teacher, and I was like, can we get a ballroom teacher so I can learn something? So then I didn't have any ballroom, and I went to the audition, and I had jazz shoes. I didn't even have ballroom shoes.
You didn't have your Latin heel on that day.
But I learned the dance very quickly, and I was super excited. And then after they told me that I had booked it, I was like, I need to get to ballroom classes straight away.
I love this. You're like a great student, aren't you? You love to keep learning different styles and everything. So were you at that audition that JT was at?
Yeah.
So you were. Because I know Sage wasn't. Mm-hmm. Lev was. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to gauge, like, who was there, who was not.
So some kids were there because there was two auditions. Mm-hmm. Some kids were at the first one and some kids were at the second one. But I think most of them were at the first one.
At the first one, yeah. Where you guys danced together. There were some partner dancing.
Yes. We all had partners. And we would go in the room with our partners, and then we'd do a solo.
Did you do a solo from, like, one of your competition solos? Did you do hip-hop? What did you do?
My dance teacher choreographed a musical theater.
I love that.
Yes, I did a musical theater.
Okay, do you know what show it was from or what song?
I don't know the song.
No, Mom's like, I don't know. No.
It wasn't from a show. It was like a musical theater jazz kind of thing.
I love that. That's one of my favorite styles of dance. Yeah, because the aspect of performing is there. Mm-hmm. If you love to sing, sometimes
It's like a Broadway.
Full production. Mm-hmm. Totally into it. So when you found out you booked the job, who told you? Did your mom tell you? Your agent tell you? How did you find out?
My mom told me. I was super excited. At first, I didn't know what was going to come. I thought it was going to be really easy at first. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I showed up, I was like, this is actually going to be super hard.
It's really
hard. So, yeah, I would go home and I would practice straight away. And even with my partner, we'd have to practice a lot at the studio. So it was super, it was fun, but I was super nervous. The first dance, I was most nervous because, like, I didn't want to forget the dance. I didn't want her to forget the dance. Like, anything could have happened.
Yeah, let's talk about your team because this is so interesting because here you are. You have Team Brandon. You've got Brandon Armstrong. This is his first big pro opportunity.
Yeah, he did amazing for his first
great
season. He was amazing.
And watching it, I was really impressed at the tapings and everything because I felt like you and Ariana right away just clicked into each other.
Yeah.
We're friends, like you've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
Even though you're only 11, but that's what it felt like. But I also felt like Brandon really understood how to talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He got strict sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you had to learn the dance really quick. You had to get it done. So he's like, we have to do this or you're not going to perform. So we're like, let's do it.
And I love that because you worked hard for him. And you guys were learning two dances a week. And I will tell you that the adults on Dancing with the Stars oftentimes melt down when they have two dances a week. And you guys were doing it. Sometimes you had group dances on top of it. Was it hard learning? Like, because if you had like a cha-cha and say a jive in the same week, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was hard to get it done, like both of them done. Mm-hmm. But then once we got it done, we were able to clean it and make sure it was really good. So then that wasn't that hard.
Yeah, so you'd like focus on the cha-cha, perform the cha-cha, and then he'd be like, let's go back and clean the jive or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So what do you think in all the ballroom dances? Because we're only talking through Halloween week, guys, by the way, because we're not getting anyone in trouble, including myself. But in the first couple weeks that we've seen so far on TV, which Samba, Jive, Cha-Cha, and Paso, right?
Yes.
So which one was your favorite so far?
I think either the Jive or the Paso.
The Paso is my favorite.
I love the Paso.
I love the Paso. And yeah. I told Ariana this. I thought the judges were a little low on you guys and they a little bit higher. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But she's like, we have to listen to the judges. They give us notes and everything else. What did you love about the Paso?
I love how it was so, like, intense. Like,
you get to be
like,
strong.
Yeah, and we had, like, fall back. That was super fun.
Yeah, I loved how Brandon utilized the tables and everything with the choreography.
Yeah, we were dancing on the tables and stuff.
And you had the troupe with you, too.
Yeah, we had the troupe.
It feels like a big production number.
Yeah.
What about, you said the Jive was also your favorite.
Yes.
Jive is really fun. Jive is really hard, especially if you're used to not... If you're taking ballet, we're so used to landing on our heels.
Uh-huh.
Now you're dancing on the ball of your foot.
Yeah, I'm like...
I find that really challenging.
Yeah.
But it's so energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you love about Jive?
I loved how we had to move our feet so fast, and the song was so upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So you were, like, having fun, like, hey, yeah. We are partying on stage.
I love that. Now, we have this clip of Ariana. Marissa, it is in with the photos. It's a little clip of Ariana talking about you, and I know you've seen it, but on the Nutcracker in the Four Realms red carpet, and she talked about working not only with you, there it is, she's so pretty, working with you, but also Brandon, and I loved what she had to say about both of you, because it was hilarious. Let's take a look.
What I know about Artion is that he's the most... funny person ever. We're already best friends. We have so many sleepovers together. He's like my big brother. But he's hilarious. He's so spunky and fun. And something you don't know about Brandon is that, well, you guys already know he's an incredible dancer. But we are looking for a girlfriend for him. So if you know anyone, just hit me up.
I've got to hit up Ariana if I can think of anyone
who
is single for Brandon.
We are trying to get Brandon Tinashe going.
Brandon and Tinashe would be kind of spectacular.
Yeah.
They would be a very striking couple. I like that. And they're both super talented.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going on to Rent Live. She's going to do Rent.
Yes, with Jordan Fisher.
With Jordan Fisher. Great cast. I'm super excited about that. All right. So the question was that I'd asked Ariana was, what do we not know about Artion and Brandon that we should know? So I'm going to ask you the same question. What do we not know about Ariana and Brandon? Tell us a little secret.
Ariana is very smart. She has a great fashion choice.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing friend. And she's just the best.
I agree with all of that. I do. How about Brandon?
Brandon is an amazing dancer, as you can tell. He's super nice. He's willing to help us with anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
He's always there for us. And he's just like a best friend.
Oh, I like that. See, you guys had such a good team. It just seems like you guys had such a great summer.
Yes.
Was he nervous? Like, because this was his first big pro opportunity. Was he nervous at all coming into that very first rehearsal with you two?
I think he was nervous, and he didn't tell us.
Yeah.
Until, like, the
cool.
end. Yeah. He didn't tell us he was nervous until the end because he didn't want us to get as nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was a little bit nervous.
I know. I've got to imagine, because that's a lot. He has a lot to prove.
Yes.
You know, the Dancing with the Stars is saying, we think you're ready. Here you go. But especially with juniors, nobody knew what to expect with the show.
No.
I walked into the audience for the first taping I went to, and I was like, I have no idea what I'm walking into, and wound up having the best few hours. It was so fun and energetic and upbeat and happy. Like, anything that had happened bad, you know, before walking into the studio, it was all gone. That's what I loved about going to juniors. It was one of the happiest parts of my summer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people liked it, especially the kids in the audience. They loved it, watching, and yeah.
That must have been really fun for you guys. I loved what they did with the stage because, you know, they have the star-shaped stage, but it was, you know, sort of, it was higher than the audience. So was it kind of like a rock concert for you guys when everyone's like screaming? That's kind of awesome, isn't
it?
That must have also probably energized you guys for your dances and you're like, maybe let your nerves go away a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to like jump in the audience. I wanted them to like carry me.
So
like when they're like, they like move you around. I wanted to do that.
We should suggest that to Mandy Moore for season two.
Yeah, I asked Brandon.
What did Brandon say about that?
He said we're going to have to talk to the health people, the emergency people.
Emergency people to make sure no one gets dropped.
I also wanted to do a backflip off the... judges table.
What did they think about that?
He said no.
He said no.
Yeah.
I've seen your backflips. They're pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Could you do one off a table like that?
Mm-hmm. I did one on lifting bottle shorties.
Yeah. And I saw the one in Ellen, too, where you're like walking up the mm-hmm. wall and then running yes. up the wall, I should say. Mm-hmm. So you could do it. So I wonder, maybe for season two, we can talk about this. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the judges? I loved the comments that they gave you guys. I thought they were helpful.
Yes, I love the judges. Val, Mandy, and Adam. They're amazing. They're really good dancers. Yeah.
What was it like working with Mandy Moore? Because 2 Emmy Awards, she's choreographing for you guys. Mm-hmm. She's really very focused, I think.
She's amazing. She has to put on a lot of dances. When she was working on Junior, she was also trying to get ready for the adult show.
And she was working on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
She was working on 3 shows at once. Because
when we were off, she was at So You Think You Can Dance. So, she didn't get a break.
No, she didn't. I don't think people necessarily realize, because you mm-hmm. guys were taping on Friday and Saturday. They were doing camera blocking on Sunday at So You Think You Can Dance, and then doing the live shows on Monday.
Yeah.
All while she was also preparing for the fall season of mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars. I don't know how she did it. Oh, and by the way, she was also nominated for another Emmy. So she had parties to go to.
Yep.
She had to dress up. She had to go to the Emmy Awards. Walk the red carpet. I was talking to her. We did some stuff, work together for the Emmys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when she was sleeping, I'll be honest, because she's like, we need to get this done and get this article out. And then, because she's also a governor at the TV Academy. So she had so many things going on at once. And it's amazing that she does them all very well.
Yes. Because I actually did dance competitions with her.
You did? So she, you knew her from back in the day.
Yeah. When we would go to the convention, she was a choreographer. So I'd take some jazz classes from her. It was amazing.
I love
it. And then when I found out she was working on it, I was like, yes.
You're like, Mandy Moore, got this.
Yes.
And I think she's very patient. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants you guys to focus and get the job done. But at the same time, she knows how to communicate with you guys mm-hmm. very well. And I think that's the one thing that I personally appreciate when she's on the judges panel.
Yeah.
Because she's talking. She's talking the right language.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I want you guys to go back to the studio this week in rehearsal, work on this. And you guys are like, get it. Totally. Great. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, she has amazing critiques.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
So here's what I would love to know. Now that you've done the full season, we're not going to talk about outcomes or anything else, anything beyond Halloween week, everyone, but what do you think you walked away with? Like, what did it give you working on the show?
It gave me confidence, I think, to not give up and to make sure I'm just dancing my heart out. And to have fun no matter what.
I think you dance your heart out every time you go out there.
Thank you.
There's something about you. A lot of people, when I said, oh, Archeon's coming on the show today, everyone was like, I love him. I love his smile. They love your joy. They really feel like it radiates out there. Everyone knows that you love to dance.
Yes, I love to dance. Even when my mom is mad at me and she's like, don't smile, I'm like, because it's so hard not to smile.
I know. You've got a lot of joy inside you. Mom, it's got to be hard to be mad at him from time to time. She's like, yep. She's like,
gotta just show my dimples.
You just show those cute dimples. Does he get away with a lot, you guys? We got a couple of his siblings here, too. Yeah. Too much. All right. So what do you do to get in trouble every once in a while? Is it just that you have a lot of energy?
Probably. I'm always playing with my brothers and sisters, and they don't like it. I'm always like,
mm-mm. They're like, leave us alone.
Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm trying to watch a video.
I used to do that with my brother, too. I'm like, leave me alone. Be quiet. He'd come around and bug me, who's my little brother. So mm-hmm. One thing I really would love to talk about is, and I went on set, and I loved this last year. Do you know what I'm talking about? A Christmas Story Live.
I loved A Christmas Story Live. We were dancing in real snow.
Yes.
That was hard. We had these slippers on, and we were just like, when we would kick, they would just go flying. So we were dancing barefoot sometimes.
Unbelievable. Okay, so I want everyone to picture this because it was on the Warner Brothers set.
Yes.
Even though it was a Fox show, this everyone shares sound stages and everything else. I went and watched the live taping, and it was really fun. But they allowed me to walk in the square with all the snow before you guys went live. And it's where Gilmore Girls was shot, so I'm a big Gilmore Girls fan. And I think also Pretty Little Liars use that square as well, a couple of TV shows. So I was all super excited, but the way they decorated it was incredible. The set was amazing.
And it was super fun because we were just swinging like during the actual show too. We were just swinging, so it was like super fun.
Yeah, you guys were able to play and everything else. What was the audition like for that? Because you must have had to sing, correct?
Yes, I had to sing. I didn't know if I was a singer.
I'm imagining you are a singer, though. You can be modest. It's fine. Mom, is he a singer? He's better now. All right.
Yeah.
So you've been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what song did you sing for the audition?
We sang Somewhere Hovering Over Indiana.
Okay. And then did you feel like it went pretty good, the song?
Yeah, I think that. I think I, like, was known more for my tapping.
Right. Which, and so, if you haven't seen A Christmas Story Live, huge tap show for the kids.
Yes.
It's amazing. That's a big, and I love that. I saw the stage show, actually, in Boston. And then I was super excited when they decided to make it into the live version for television. Because some of the songs are, there's just so many great songs to it.
Amazing songs. When I'm in the shower, I'm always listening to the songs, even if I'm not singing in it.
I know You'll Shoot Your Eye Out is probably the one that everyone sings the most. Or it was the greatest award. The one at the end. Yep. There's so many of them.
What?
So what was it like working on something like that? Because that one is so precise. Obviously, you've done Dancing with the Stars with the adults and worked that live show. But when it came to A Christmas Story Live, there were multiple sets. You guys oftentimes would have to move from one location to another. They were using golf carts sometimes to get you guys around.
Yeah, we had to use golf carts because we were taping. When we were using our voices to tape, we'd have to use golf carts because we were also trying to, like, rehearse at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we were like, oh, we didn't get this part. So we had to all hop in some golf carts and go over there and come back. So, yeah, it was amazing.
And I imagine a lot of costume changes very quick.
Yeah, we actually, after we would do a scene with when we were in the snow and playing on the playset, we would have to run over and we're taking our costumes off. And, like, putting it in a bin so we can sit down. So, like, we're changing just, like, right there on
the
spot.
And then throwing it underneath. And sometimes
people would slip. Like, the kids would slip sometimes.
Yeah, because because
it's, like, our feet are wet. So we're like.
And then you're just like, we're just trying to keep calm. Yeah. We're just trying to make this scene change happen and everything else. But I think that's the fun aspect for you guys. But I'm sure some of the adults were very nervous. They're like, are all the kids going to make it? Are they going to get their wardrobes done and everything else? And on top of this, and I don't know if everyone knows this, but they were also shooting the live commercial for The Greatest Showman next door.
Yes.
So there were dancers there.
Yeah, my friends were there.
Your friends were over at The Greatest Showman?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been like one big party.
Yeah.
I was so excited because I had a lot of friends that did The Greatest Showman commercial, live commercial.
And I saw Zendaya and I was like, oh.
I love Zendaya.
I know she had like these awesome shoes. I was like, I want some.
She's incredible.
She's awesome.
Another Dancing with the Stars alumni.
Yep.
Season 16. And Hugh Jackman was over there. I mean, you're talking about, were you able to visit the set at all? Were you able to see it at least?
Not really. On lunch, we went to like, we walked over there and we saw everyone. We weren't able to like get on it or anything. We'd have to like walk around.
Yeah. They made me walk around, too, but I was, like, peeking the second. Because I was on the Christmas Story Live set, and I'm like, I'm just going to peek around the corner over here and just see. that really, but that, I've got to imagine, that's a great way for you to end the year. Of just, like, it was right around the holidays, and here you are doing A Christmas Story Live.
Mm-hmm. And once I saw that red carpet, I was like, Mom, I want one of those. I want one of those for me.
Did you get one?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you shoot your eye out?
No.
You know how to handle it.
I did shoot something, though.
What did you shoot? Mom's got her head in her hand.
I shattered the window.
Wait, did the window shatter? at your house or a car?
At my house.
At your house.
My mom's bedroom window.
No. Like, not mom's bedroom window.
And then all the
kids
ran in there. They're like, what happened? I was like.
Did you lose your Red Ryder BB gun privileges?
I did.
You did. How long did you lose it for?
I still don't have it.
You still don't have it.
Yeah.
So maybe when you're a little older, you'll get it back?
I'm allowed to shoot it when, like, my dad's with me.
Yeah. He's adult supervision's probably a good idea with
but
that.
He hides it, so I don't know where it is.
Interesting. Like, literally, you lived out a Christmas story in your own personal life and didn't shoot your eye, but shot out the window.
Yep.
Did you have to pay for the window?
I think so. No?
No. Mom paid for it. Aren't you lucky? All right. Well, you have to help.
Oh, my grandpa was there. He paid for it.
Well, grandpa was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. That's a great story, though. You're like, you have something to tell all of your former Christmas Story castmates. You're like, not only did I get one, but then I shot out the window. I love that. Now, you guys have been in and out a couple times on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
What is that experience like? Because you guys were taping over the summer. Here you had the opportunity to work on the live show. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a veteran of live shows, but you have everyone there. You have all of the cast members from season 27. You've got all the pros.
Yes.
You have all of the troupe and your troupe and all of your pros. That must have been like one big party.
It was amazing dancing with the adults. We had lots of fun. We would even dance with our mentors. That was super fun.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we also danced when they announced our celebrities. We also danced for Disney Week.
Yes.
And we were dancing with Mickey and Minnie and all like Donald and Daisy, and it was awesome.
I'm going to imagine this is a little bit of a dream come true working on these shows.
Yeah, they're amazing. Like they're real. They look real.
Yeah, and I think, too, like the production level on Dancing with the Stars, you get Disney Week. It's just, you get the aspect of Disney. You get all the talented people that work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I loved when we did Disney Week. Leo and Stitch was super fun.
Yep.
No one's really done it on the show before. So we were like one of the first ones.
I love that you thought you were Lilo. You're like, I'm Lilo? Nope.
Yeah, I thought his name was Lilo. I was just listening to her, so I was like, no, I'm Lilo.
You're like, no, I'm not. How hard was it when you were doing Lilo and Stitch, that limbo bar?
Yes.
Because I thought it was pretty intricate, and there's a lot of opportunities to accidentally drop it.
Yes, during the rehearsal, we would drop it sometimes. So we really did not want to drop it during the performance. So we were just holding on super tight.
Yeah.
So we didn't drop it.
Did you have a good rehearsal? Because sometimes you drop it during rehearsal and then everyone does it really well in performance.
Yeah. We had a great rehearsal.
You did.
And sometimes, like, because she would drop it a lot. And then the one time she didn't drop it, I dropped it. So she was like, the one time I didn't drop it, you dropped it.
You're like, wait a minute. You weren't dropping it before.
Yeah.
Who was the best? Because I imagine you guys did a little limbo besides the one you did on air. Who's the best limbo dancer? You are.
I won.
You won the limbo contest. I like it. This is good to know. All right. Well, here's what I want to know. Because you're 11.
Yes.
You already have an incredible career. You already have an amazing resume. What do you want your next couple years to look like? I could see you on Broadway if you're working on your singing.
Yeah, I want to be in a movie.
Okay. Do you want to be in like a dance movie or like any movie?
I want to be in an acting movie with Kevin Hart.
That's perfect. Yeah, you could play Kevin Hart's son.
I want to be his son.
You could. This would totally work. Yeah. I can see a little resemblance, too. And you're both really funny.
Oh.
You guys could play off of each other if there's some good dialogue. This could definitely happen. Have you met Kevin Hart yet?
No.
We got to make this happen.
I was, like, at the Grammys, and he was there. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to meet him, and then they told us that he's not coming upstairs.
Mm.
My eyes were watering.
Yeah, you were a little disappointed, huh?
Like,
can you cry on cue?
Yeah, if I tried.
If you had to, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that means your acting chops are right there. So you want to do a movie.
Yes.
I want you to do a Disney Channel series with Ariana. Broadway show.
Yeah.
I think a Broadway show would be perfect for you, too.
I've had auditions for Broadway, like
School
Elf.
Rock?
No, I haven't had audition for School of Rock yet.
Okay.
I did, like, I had an audition for Elf, the other ones were. All right. I had an audition for the Newsies.
Newsies, yeah.
Yes.
These are good.
My friend did Motown.
Oh.
So I wanted to do that.
That would have been a really... Yeah. I love the music of Motown, too. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Now, who do you look up to dance-wise? Like, who are some of your mentors, some of the dancers that are a little bit older than you that you just absolutely love watching?
Well, one of my dance teachers, Will the Beast. I love watching him.
Do you take
dance.
Class at I'm a Beast?
Yes, I do.
And Janelle, his wife now.
Yes. I love their choreography, and I love watching them dance because they're so good.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
And they work really well, I think, what they've done with younger dancers, too. I think that they've created a really good community.
Yes.
I think they've created some really well-trained dancers that are working a lot in the industry, including yourself.
Yes. A lot of his dancers, when they were really young, are working now, so...
Yeah. Were you a part of Little Beast? Were you a Little Beast?
Yes.
Yes. That's so
great. I was Baby Beast.
You were a Baby Beast.
when I was really young, I was at the show, and he would put someone on I'm a Beast that he thought was really good, like, during the dance classes, and, like, it wasn't when everyone else was on I'm a Beast. So I was sleeping, and, like, he said my name, and Mom was like, get up! And then I went on stage, and I was like... what's happening?
Did you get there and dance?
Yeah, and I didn't have to audition, so I was super excited about that. I got to watch my brother audition, actually. So I saw him down there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. And you guys support each other?
Yes.
Yes, because this is the thing, too. It's a hard industry. Like, sometimes you'll get the job, or sometimes he'll get the job. Sometimes you'll both get the job together. Sometimes neither of you will get the job. Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Because it's sometimes disappointing, because I know I've been up for jobs, and I get really excited. I really want the job, and then I just don't get it. And I have to be like, okay, it just wasn't right for me. I've got to put it away. What do you do?
If I don't get something, I just go harder for the next one. I work on it more. I focus, make sure I have it down packed, and I just want to do everything.
Yeah, you want to do it all. I feel like you're going to be running this entire town sooner versus later. All right, so let's pretend that there is a season 2 of Dancing with the Stars Juniors. We don't know yet. We haven't heard any word from ABC, so don't tweet us. We don't know anything. But if you could have a dream contestant that you were paired up with, is there someone that you would love?
As a kid?
As a kid, yeah. Because Ariana kind of was like a dream contestant right off the bat. You got a really good one.
Maybe like, I don't know, Heaven. Have you heard of her?
She's a dancer too, isn't she?
Well, she was when she was younger, her videos went viral with her mom.
Yes. I see her all over Instagram.
Yes.
Yes. She's cute.
And she has like this TV show, I think, called like Heaven is for Real or something. So
she'd be perfect for juniors. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were on the adult version, let's say you're over 18, who would your adult contestant be?
Beyonce.
Go big or go home. Let's take Beyonce.
Yes.
You guys would win it all in week one. There would be no need for finale. There'd be no need. We would just go, here is your mirror ball trophy if you had Beyonce. That's what I would do. I'd be like, forget all of that.
Yeah.
I love her. And the work that she does is incredible. And she's constantly reinventing herself. And that's what I love. Mm-hmm. One album's one thing. Next time around, she's got something totally different.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. And she can sing, and she can dance, and she can act. Another good one. Good role model in the industry, for sure. So do you think that as an adult you want to dance? Have you really thought about that? Or do you maybe want to take, like, a college track? Do you want to direct? What are your dreams now that you're 11?
I think I want to go to college for gymnastics.
Yes.
And then after, I want to act. Dance and do like that stuff.
That's a pretty good goal. Yes. I kind of like that. And there's some really good men's gymnastics schools. Maybe you'll wind up at the Olympics. You never know.
Yeah, like Stanford. One of my teammates just went to Stanford.
Also smart, too. You're a smart cookie, so this is good. Ohio State has a good team. Yep. Oklahoma has a good team. Yep. But I'd like to see it at Stanford.
And the Air Force Academy.
Air Force Academy has a gymnastics team?
Yes.
I did not know that. Would you go into the military?
Maybe. My uncle's in the Air Force.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Okay, so you have a little, you could ask him questions about it and everything else. I love that. Well, Artean, it has been a pleasure to have you here. I think you are so talented, smart. You are a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
I know I'm speaking for a lot of people out there. It's been so much fun watching you, and you and Ariana really were a joy to watch this summer.
Thank you.
Yes. So I hope that you come back to the show, because I know that you're going to have something else going on.
Yeah.
Something else to talk about. So you make a promise. You come on back and visit me anytime, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So if anyone wants to follow you on social media, where can they find you?
You can find me at Artean Celestine on all my things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything like that.
You're everywhere. Yeah. I love it. Yes. Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to seeing the last few weeks of Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And we want to thank you guys for watching us here at To The Point.
Thank you.
Yes. Just a reminder that next week, one of your co-stars will be here. Eliana's coming in to visit. Yeah, one more Dancing with the Stars Juniors Pro before the end of the year. And, of course, for all of your dance news, be sure to visit dancenetwork.tv. And, of course, thanks to Popcorn Talk. We'll see you all next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.